Hello, everyone, and welcome to the call. This is Steve Siebold from the Mental Toughness Blog, and I appreciate everyone being on this call today. This is a very exciting opportunity. It's a very unique opportunity. And so if you're on the call, you know what this is about. This is about teaching and training on the Mental Toughness University content, the Mental Toughness University program, which I created back in the beginning of it was back in the early 1980s, and it started with professional athletes and went to actually amateur athletes, professional athletes, and then went to major Fortune 500 companies like Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, Harris Casinos, GlaxoSmithKline, you name it. The Mental Toughness University has probably been there at some point during the last, especially the last 16 years since me and my team have been doing this full time. We've worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of salespeople in 10 countries around the world. And basically for one reason, to train people how to control their emotions, especially under pressure. And as a result of learning that skill, people sell more, they do more, and they become more. And the results for companies are sometimes staggering. I say sometimes because if you get the right leader in the right company with the right sales team or the right marketing team or the right group or the right athlete, the difference is amazing. In sales process, it really is teaching them how to think like a professional athlete before, during, and after the sales process. So it's not competing with sales training. It's not sales training at all. It's basically training them how to think like a guy like Lance Armstrong, who is so mentally tough. Someone like a Tiger Woods or, you know, anyone, Jimmy Connors, anyone you can think of that's just got that incredible focus, that incredible ability to concentrate no matter how much pressure is going on. That's one side of the mental toughness training equation. The other side really is all about critical thinking. And so much of what this work does is what a lot of you have, that if you've been on the Mental Toughness blog for at least maybe a year or two, you know that we've got subscribers, thousands of subscribers from all over the world. And we get a lot of college professors, PhDs, people with master's degrees, people that own big companies, small companies, you name it, executives. And lots of really smart people on this blog. And a lot of what we post on the Mental Toughness blog and what we teach to the corporate sales teams and the other groups we work with really is about critical thinking. And it really comes down to one thing, teaching people to make decisions, emotionless decisions, considering greater criteria. In other words, making decisions based on evidence as opposed to emotion. Now, I know it might sound simple to you, but it's actually something that I've learned after traveling around the world doing this for all these years. I've learned that it's a skill very, very few people have. I would say less than 1% of the population of the world, and that includes the United States and Canada and all the very progressive, in terms of business, progressive countries. Very few people really ever learn how to think for themselves. They buy into the dogma that they've been brainwashed with for years, whether it's corporate dogma, religious dogma, political dogma, you name it. They buy into it because they hear it over and over and over and over. Example would be, I just spoke in Las Vegas at a national convention, and I was talking to some of the salespeople and some of the sales managers before, and they were telling me that in this market right now, during the Great Recession, there was no way they could double their income in the next 12 months. And I said, well, where did you get that? And they said, well, all over, this is a large multinational company. That's what everybody says. That's what the executives are saying. That's what my colleagues are saying. That's what our management team is saying. No way to really double your income. And I said, are you sure? Are you positive? Or did you just buy into it? Because someone else said it. Because a lot of other people have said it. Or the company is saying it. And they just looked at me. And that's the kind of response I get all over the world in corporate America. Back it up with evidence. Give me the evidence of your belief system. And then I'll walk away and say, well, then you've got evidence. And until other evidence comes along, stronger evidence that contradicts the current evidence, I think you should go with the evidence you currently have. It makes sense, right? But here's the problem. They can't usually produce any evidence, except the dogma, except the brainwashing, except what other people, the media, people around them, people of influence are saying. So essentially, that's the opportunity for us as mental toughness trainers in terms of the critical thinking side of the business. There's a basic side of the business that we teach in mental toughness training, and I'm throwing this out to you guys because I want to give you a flavor for how exciting this work is. If this is exciting to you, it's, as you can tell, it's very, very exciting to me. It never gets boring because it's something you're teaching people essentially how to think at the very highest levels. And when they believe something that's limiting them, all you do is ask them to prove they're right. And they usually can't. Now, sometimes they can't. Sometimes they can't. Sometimes they can tell you why they're not making enough money or selling more or in a better relationship or whatever. It could be any performance area of their life that they care about. I usually reference business and money and sales because typically we work with mostly all gigantic corporations. I mean, our average client is about a $30 billion multinational corporation. I like to work with the big companies for many reasons I won't even get into on this call. But they're my favorite, and they're the most challenging, they're the most discerning, and they're the most sophisticated. It's the most highly educated audience in the business world in terms of thinking, I guess. But here's the most amazing thing to me, and it's the reason I love this work as much as I do. And again, you might love this. Some people wouldn't. Some people wouldn't. And that's kind of why I'm giving you a flavor for it, because it just never ends. There's just always a new challenge, and I love the challenge. Is there money to be made in this business? Sure. Of course there is. I've made millions and millions of dollars in this business, and a lot of you on this call probably know that already, so I don't really have to get into that. The better you get at this, the more money they pay you. The better results you get, the more money they pay you. We've produced for companies, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in increased sales. That's why they pay what they pay. They're paying a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of a percent of what they're actually getting in return in terms of production, increased sales, and especially even more than that on a macro scale, what they're actually getting is salespeople typically that are trained to think at a higher level than their competition. Now, what's that worth? Well, that might be worth $110 million in 1 year, but it might be worth $2 billion over 5 years. You're training their people like you're training machines. And what you're training them to do is to think for themselves. So I'll go back to the two sides of the business, the two sides of the mental toughness process. One side is the basic side, and that's the mental toughness program. In terms of basic training. So what is this is an example. What is a salesperson thinking before they go into a sale? You know what the average salesperson is doing right before they go into a sales call? What do you think they're doing, the average person? Checking their phone for text messages and emails. Or they're on the phone talking to someone. Right before they go into a 30 or 60 second sales process, the FaceTime with the prospect or customer, that is the whole thing. That's really what they're paid to do. And they might be doing that for 7 or 8 minutes a day, or maybe 20 minutes a day out of an 8-hour day. That's the critical time. What are they doing right before? Almost all of them, they're checking their email, their text, they're talking on the phone. Total lack of focus. Imagine Tim Tebow or Tom Brady or one of the great quarterbacks, right? Right before they're about to throw, you know, the pass at the two minute warning, and the game is tied. They're checking their phone, checking for text messages or emails. Ain't ever going to happen. You know why? That's a multi-million dollar athlete, and that athlete has been trained to think of nothing else but putting that ball in the hands of the receiver and scoring a touchdown. That's it. The world ceases to exist to that quarterback. I know, because I was a professional athlete, and I was trained like that since I was 6 years old. And that's how you train a great athlete. I've trained great athletes. I've trained million-dollar athletes, and that's how you train them. Okay, now take it to a salesperson, right? They're checking their email. Their focus is all over the place, and all of a sudden, boom, they got 30 seconds or 60 seconds or maybe a couple minutes with the prospect or customer that could be worth a fortune to the company or at least a sale to the salesperson. And what are they doing? Their focus is all over the place. Their mental energy is bouncing all over. It might take them 30 seconds just to get into the sales call, and they're checking their text messages from their girlfriend or boyfriend or whomever. That's the basic side, okay? We teach them how to focus. We teach them how to compartmentalize their emotions. We teach them how to control their emotions. We teach them how to do a lot of different things that most people have heard of but don't really know how to do. But they're pretty basic things, and because the salespeople that we work with, at least in the big companies, are really smart, they pick it up pretty quickly. It takes 3, 4, 5 months typically of working with a company to really get them to be very good at that and to discipline themselves to do it. The next stage is the more sophisticated, complex, is probably a better word, stage, and that's critical thinking. Essentially, what are you doing in critical thinking? Training these people how to think for themselves. Now, that might sound really basic. You might think, well, that sounds a little condescending, Steve. Don't they think for themselves now? Some of them. Some of them do. How do we know if they think for themselves or not? We ask them. We ask them to tell us their belief system. We do it through surveys. We do it through interviews. We have a whole complex process. It's not complex. It's a comprehensive process. I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. It's not complex. It's actually fairly simple. It takes a little time to figure out the questions to ask and what surveys to do and what to say, what to ask in the interviews. But it's very comprehensive. And so what we do is we find out what they think of and why, what they believe and why they believe it. Okay? Because their beliefs, obviously, as you probably know if you're on this call, their beliefs really, you know, our beliefs control our behaviors. Our behaviors control our results. So we want to know what's the underlying belief that is controlling their performance, their behavior, which is controlling their results. That's really what we want to know. Because if you go to the root of the cause, the root of the problem, you know, you can and you solve that. Well, then you've solved the behavior, and then, which of course takes care of the result. So we find out what they believe. What do they believe? Overall, after 16 full years, full-time years of doing this, and almost 30 years of doing this completely, partly part-time, I can tell you that 99% of the people have a belief structure. They're smart people. They're educated people. There's no question about that. But they have a belief structure that they've been brainwashed with, which they have almost zero evidence in most cases to prove is correct. Now, most of them are not really getting what they wanted out of their lives. They're smart, they're successful at some level, but they're not really getting what they wanted out of their lives. How do I know that? They've told us that. We asked them in the surveys. That's how we know. This is not my opinion. This is based on hundreds of thousands of answers from surveying hundreds of thousands of salespeople, mostly salespeople, sometimes managers. If we've surveyed 250,000 salespeople, we've probably surveyed 25,000 managers, roughly. To give you an idea just of the breakdown. They usually are not getting what they want. They're getting what they want to some degree, but not usually what they really want. Are they living their dream? Almost none of them are living their dream. Why? Because they're operating on a faulty belief structure that was created typically by the dogma put out by institutions, by people of influence with them. Could be coaches, could be teachers, could be ministers, could be politicians, could be anyone in the circle of influence that they've been running in their whole lives. Now, this, of course, applies to everyone, including me, right? We all have this. But that's where critical thinking comes in, because we say to them when they say, well, this is how it is, we say, prove it. Prove it. Where's your evidence? I want your science. I want some kind of evidence, okay? Some kind of empirical data, some kind of evidence to back up what you're saying. Otherwise, you're just buying into something probably that someone just threw out there. And if it's working for you, God bless you, keep doing it. If you don't have any evidence and it's still working, just keep doing it. That's fine. We don't mind that. It's when it's not working where people say, well, this is truth. You can't double your income. You can't sell twice as much. You can't go out and live your dream and start a business or whatever, you know, whatever it is that they want to do. We start with what they want with critical thinking. Because if we're not helping them get what they want, well, then why would they be motivated to learn? They wouldn't. And they're not, unless we find out what they want. So that's the first thing we do in the critical thinking process. And then we openly challenge them. And again, when they say, well, this is what I believe, you know, I don't believe you can double your income, but I think you can raise it by 3% a year, 5% a year. And you say, are you happy with that? And if they say yes, you say, God bless you. Keep doing it. No problem. Next person. But you know what? They never say that. And when they say it, you say, are you sure? Is 3% a year enough? Are you happy? The average person is probably going to get, you know, make about 20% more between now and the rest of their lives than they're making right now. That's about average. Okay, a person 25 years old, chances are they're going to make about 20% more money a year than they're making right now. You know, by the time they retire, is that good enough? If someone says yes, say fine, you're done. They never say that. Not when we really push them, because they're smart people, they're educated people. These are not people living on the street. These people are successful. They're out there making things happen, but they're not getting anywhere near what they want. And I can tell you, I think the reason there's so much potential in mental toughness training is you've got these – I work with them every day, and again, I've worked with so many large corporations, with these big sales teams, and I speak to them on – I do calls with them every day. I do speeches with them, trainings with them. I do consulting for these companies, and I talk to these salespeople. And again, I speak their national – I just got done speaking at another national convention in Las Vegas, like I said, and it's always the same thing. Every time I hear them talk, every time I'm working with these teams, I think, gosh, these people are so smart. They're highly educated. I mean, you know, some of these guys have gone to Stanford and Harvard and Yale and all these great schools and had these fantastic private education since they were little kids and just about as good as you could possibly get. And that's not the problem. Like, intelligence is not the problem at all. We don't deal with that really at all in this process, because that's there. They're successful. They're very, very smart people, but they're living typically in a box. And what I mean by a box is not like thinking out of the box. I don't mean it like that. I mean it in the context of they're living in a box of their own beliefs. And again, that's how we openly challenge them. Now, okay, now as you can imagine, and if you've been on the Mental Toughness blog, you already know this. You've seen this in the comments. You've seen it after I've posted, you know, put posts up that were controversial. Okay, you can imagine that you're going to get pushback. If you want to be a Mental Toughness trainer and you're a wallflower, just hang up right now. It's never going to happen. You can't be a wallflower and be a Mental Toughness trainer. You have to be a coach. You have to be strong, and you have to be a little bit tough with them. Although you have to be patient as well. And I am strong with them, but I try to be patient. I'm certainly not perfect, and I certainly cross the line at times, usually on the aggressive side. But I try to be really patient, because I have my own limiting beliefs, right? And I've had many I've overcome over the years, probably like you and like everyone. But most people have never had an interloper. They've never had someone come in like this and talk about it at this level. Oh, yeah, they've heard motivational speakers, of course. People have said, you know, think big and you'll be big, exercise more and eat less and set goals and achieve your goals and all those great things. Attitude is everything, and all those jump, everyone stand up and rub each other's shoulders, and we're all going to be millionaires, and we're all going to be happy and healthy and all those great things. And those things are all fine. And I don't mean to sound overly condescending, just a little condescending about that. Here's the problem with all that. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It works for a couple hours. It feels really good. It just doesn't do much good. And it's really outdated. And if you're a professional speaker or want to be a professional speaker, I can tell you, that stuff, since the Great Recession hit, those people are dying on the vine. I'm the chairman, as some of you guys know. I'm the chairman of the 2011 chairman, I was, of the Million Dollar Speakers Group, which is arguably the most powerful group of professional speakers, at least the wealthiest group of non-celebrity, I should say, non-celebrity professional speakers. Celebrity speakers, famous people make much more money as speakers than us non-celebrities. I'm considered a non-celebrity speaker. And we have people like Brian Tracy in our group and Harvey McKay and other people that you may or may not know. There's 40 of us in the world, and I was chairman last year. Point of telling you that is that I get a lot of data because of that, a lot of access to data in the business. And the people that are really making it are the people who are thought leaders, people that are coaches and thought leaders that are getting results in this business, not the people that are telling people to jump up and down and say how great they are. And if that's what you do for a living, and I hate to offend you. I don't mean to offend you. And if it's working for you, keep doing it. You know, that's one of the pressure release valves that we have used in this Mental Toughness University program for many years. And that's when people say, hey, you know what? I don't care about doubling my income. I'm happy making $45,000 a year or whatever. And we say, if you're happy with it, you don't need to make any more. And they say, yep, I don't. And I've had it happen. I've had it probably happen, you know, 30 times in 30 years, where someone would say, I'm happy with it. And usually they're just rebelling, of course, as you can imagine. I'm happy with that. I said, you know what? Fantastic. Sit down. Relax. Don't change a thing. Keep doing what you're doing. It's okay with, and I've said this exact thing to a lot, hundreds of audiences. I've said to them, you know, I've just said, if you say, hey, I'm sitting there and I'm happy and everything, you know, and you're good with it, say, why do I need to change, Steve? I don't need to be more mentally tough. I don't need to use critical thinking. I say, no problem. Okay, sit down, relax, forget everything I'm saying. You don't even need to listen to me. If you're happy with your life, if you're happy with the results, God bless you, man, you know. Go just keep doing what you're doing. You don't need to listen to me because you not changing, this is what I say to them, you not changing is not going to change my life. If you change and you take this and you become a multimillionaire, and I say, this is what I say to the audiences, I say, or get whatever you want, whatever it is that you want, it's not going to change my life. And if you do nothing with this, it's not going to change my life. None of it. I'm going to be on a plane in a half an hour, and I'm going to the next audience. And then after that, I'll be going to another city, to another town, another audience. And I'll probably never see any of these people again. I'm out there doing what I do, trying to make a difference and making a living doing it. That's what I do. If you want to accept it, great. If you don't, no problem. But I will say this, okay, just something to consider. I'm not blowing smoke here. We got a track record in this Mental Toughness University program so big you could choke a horse. This works. This isn't gobbledygook, okay? This has been written about in the Wall Street Journal, Fortune Magazine, Forbes Magazine, Fast Company. It's been on television all over the world, and this is what I'm telling the audiences, right? You name it. You look it up on the internet. You think I'm making it up? Look it up on the internet. Type it in and go and see all the television shows I've done all over the world and all the media that's covered the Mental Toughness University process and the different books I've written and all that. Okay, this is proven material. This is not, we're not talking about theories. This has all been tested. But that being said, you don't have to use it. You don't have to do it. Okay, there's a lot of things, right? I went to a dermatologist the other day because I've got a couple of little age spots on my, or spot, brown spots, whatever they call them. I think they're just age spots on my face. I just noticed. And I went there and they said, well, here's what you need to do, Steve. Stay out of the sun. And when you go in the sun, I don't care if you're walking to your car or at the airport or whatever, you got to put sunscreen on. And I looked at her and I said, that's a little tedious, don't you think? She says, you don't have to do it, Steve. I'm just telling if you want to get rid of the spots, that's what you have to do. But you don't have to do it if you want to keep the spots. If you're happy with the spots, keep the spots. And so that's what the gal said to me. She goes, it's okay with me. And I thought, that's smart. I like that. She's right. It's not going to change her life if my spots don't go away, right? But if I want to do it, then I said, well, okay, right, I get it. It was just a couple days ago. I just got off the road and I went in to see her, this dermatologist. And so I said, well, okay, well, if I was willing to do all that, what would I have to do? She goes, well, I'm glad you asked. It's a whole process. You have to do it in the morning and you have to do it at night. And when you go outside in the sun, you got to put this little sunscreen on. It just takes a minute, but you have to do it. And I said, what if I don't? She goes, they'll come back, even if they go away. And she said, it's up to you. What do you want to do? It's going to cost you some serious money if you want to do this, because you're going to have to come in for treatments and da-da-da-da, this and that and the other thing. You know how it goes. And I said, well, okay. She goes, do you want to do it or not? You know, it's up to you. You want to come back? You want to think about it? And she said, but don't. If you're gonna do it, then do it. If you're not going to do it, just don't spend the money and just forget about it. Now, I've never had a doctor actually talk to me like that, but I thought it was great. I mean, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but not too much. She was tough, and I really appreciate it. That's the kind of training we do. We didn't train her, but we probably could have, you know. Or she didn't need it, I guess. She could probably be a licensee in this program. But point of it is that's the kind of stuff we do. So if you're cringing right now and you think, God, I could never be that strong with an audience, well, this topic's probably not for you. You don't have to do it like that. You can be softer. But remember, it is mental toughness. So the personality driving it has to be a little tough. Doesn't it? You don't have to be overboard. You certainly don't have to be as edgy as I again. I've gotten edgier over the years, quite frankly. It's not really for the people that are friends of mine and stuff, people that know me, maybe some of them are on the call. You know, I'm not really that edgy of a person. I do like to dig into things, and I will get edgy just naturally, but it's not really my personality. The reason I've gotten edgy and I've gotten tougher with audiences over the years and challenged them a lot more than that is my natural personality is because it works. Honestly, all I did was the tougher I got with companies, the more people got results and the more successful I became. And so I threw gas on the fire. I kept doing more of what worked and less of what didn't. So that's just gives you a flavor. I could go on for hours, obviously, but I'm not going to take more of your time. I just wanted to give you a feel for it. If this is something you'd like to do, here's what we do. We license the Mental Toughness University program We do this periodically. You know, I've got licensees in different, you know, in, around the U.S. and different countries. It's not a ton of people. There's probably, I never really counted, there's probably, I guess maybe 20 Mental Toughness University licensees in the world. There's not, in our program, not a ton of people. We have a very, very, I don't want to sound funny about this, but we're really picky about who we take. And I don't mean from here's what we look for. Let me just give it to you this way. It's probably going to sound better this way. We look for people that fit the program and fit the profile kind of. And there's a bunch of criteria I won't even get into. If you're interested in this, you know, you can learn more about it from our director of licensing in Chicago. But I don't do that part. But I will tell you that it's that, you know, roughly every year there's probably close to, I think last time 82 people applied, and I don't remember how many we took, but it was less than 10. So it's not because of any funny reasons or any anything like that. I'm trying to think of the word, and it's not coming to me. You know, it's kind of funny since I'm a speaker, but it's not coming to me right now. But I will tell you, the criteria is really, it's a bunch of things. It's passion for this process. It's a business plan to sell it. We want to make sure you can sell this, because obviously there is a fee to do this, and a lot of money can be made on the licensee end. As a matter of fact, our most successful licensee in the last 18 months made $212,000 doing this as a licensee, and he did it part-time. So there is money to be made in this. As I've said, I've done very well. It's provided a very good living for me in the last, especially in the last 16 years as a full-time. I didn't make that much money doing it part-time. I weighed nowhere near the $212,000 our licensee made. I didn't have anyone guiding me or anything like that, or the kind of content we have today. It's a whole different thing. And the demand is much greater today. But I made a living doing it, and a part-time living, since I've been doing it full-time in this last 16 years, you know, obviously it's been really, really lucrative, and more than lucrative, it's been a real joy to do it. I gotta tell you, it's like waking up every day and like doing exactly what you want to do, which I just love doing this. I mean, I spend my days either speaking to an audience at a national convention, consulting a team, training a team, going on TV and doing interviews about it, going on radio. I did two radio shows today already, by phone, of course. Talking to the Wall Street Journal or the Chicago Sun-Times or Chicago Tribune or, you know, whatever, and dealing with the media. It's a lot of fun. If it's for you, it's a lot of fun. It's the most fun thing I've ever done in my life. So here's what we do. We run a licensing program. This year we're running it in Oklahoma City. That's where the training is. It's going to be April 13th and 14th. That's a Friday and a Saturday, April 13th and 14th in Oklahoma City. It's a two-day training. I'm also going to be giving two speeches, one on Friday night to a different group in Oklahoma City, and one Saturday morning that you're going to be invited to as well as my guest. And I'll tell you more about that again if you're interested. But the Mental Toughness training will be over those 2 days. There's a fee. The license fee is $25,000. Okay, $25,000. If that sounds like a lot of money to you, it's relative. Let me say it this way. To give you an idea how relative it is, when I go do my trainings, I do about 60 a year. My Mental Toughness trainings for companies, just to kick off the full year training, they pay me $20,000 a day plus expenses. Okay. So once you get good at this and you get known, the $25,000 is pretty much a day's pay, or a little, you know, in my case, a little more than a day's pay. So, and for a keynote speech, I charge $15,000. For an average contract for a corporate client, we charge anywhere from $350,000 to $500,000 per client. Okay, see, as you can see, there's actually a fair amount of money in this. You know, relatively speaking, if you're a billionaire and you're on the call, you're saying, I won't pay my taxes, Steve, and you're probably right. But for the rest of us mere mortals, you know, it's a pretty good living. But, of course, there is an investment of money, an investment of time. It's learning the material. Here's the advantage. If you want to teach this stuff and you want to put it together yourself and create a unique program, it's probably going to take you 7, 8, 9 years to do it. I mean, that's the average for unique content that sells to a major company that's tested, proven, and has a track record of millions of dollars in sales. that's one of the things, because when you call, like I had a big pharmaceutical company call me about an hour ago. The gal called me and it was on a referral. I got to call her back once I get done with this call. But what she'll ask me about, she didn't know me. It was a referral. And she saw some of my TV interviews at steveontv.com. And we send all our people to steveontv.com. That's our television interview. When I do television interviews, they all go up on that site, or most of them go up on that site. So they see me talking about it on Fox or NBC or ABC or whatever. And she's been there. Someone sent her there. And then she'll, of course, the first thing she's going to ask me when I call her is, who have you done this for? What companies have you done this for? And what were the results? And can I talk to the executives that you trained? And we say, of course. And they talk to the executives and they go, okay, we thought $20,000 a day was a lot. We thought $500,000 for a year was a lot. Well, it turns out it's not a lot, not compared to what we get back in return. Okay, so that's how it can be a very strong thing financially. But there's an investment, time and money, $25,000 for the license. That concludes the training, and again, we'll explain the whole thing to you. You do have to go through a qualification process. Again, 1 out of 8 people, 1 out of 10 people typically qualify, but you're welcome to go through it. We'd love for you to at least go through the qualification process if you're interested. If you are interested, email me. You know what? Email me, steve@ssnlive.org. steve@ssnlive.org. And I'll put it right here on the post, or it'll be on the Mental Toughness blog post. That way you can just click on it. Email me and just say you're interested in Mental Toughness. That's all you have to put. Okay, and then our licensing director in Chicago will contact you with the Mental Toughness license application. You can fill it out and we can go from there. Okay, so I appreciate you being on this call, and again, if it's something you're interested in, we'd love to talk to you, and if not, no sweat. Thanks for taking time to check it out, and also, thanks for being a member of the Mental Toughness blog. We're going to have a lot more things coming up this year. We're launching a new blog on critical thinking a lot of you are really going to love. It gets into a lot of the social issues that are going on in America and throughout the world, and it's going to be quite controversial. It's based on my new book, and some of you guys will like it, some of you won't, but it'll be interesting. I promise you that. It won't be boring. You won't be bored even if you disagree or agree with everything I'm saying either way. So I appreciate you being on the call. I'm Steve Siebold. Have a great day, guys. Take care.